The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, my mom is for the streets. All right, here we go. Let's get into it. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I are in our mid-60s, and my mother moved into the apartment below us. She's a widow, but she's dated since my dad died 4 years ago. She calls him in. Her gentleman friends and two of the guys were younger than she is, but I acted like I didn't notice. My mom overdresses everywhere we go because she's seeking attention. She sparks conversation with men, and it's flirty and embarrassing because most times she can't tell that the man doesn't want to engage in conversation with her. She's always raised me to go after men instead of letting the man pursue me. Now that she's older, I feel like I'm the parent, so I try to discipline her. When I tell her to stop coming on to men in public, she goes off on me right then and there. It makes people think that I'm being mean to my elderly mom. I recently got locked out of her apartment because I walked in on her entertaining one of her newer gentleman friends. It was totally innocent and they were watching TV, but I felt like she shouldn't be in her pajamas without a robe while a new man was in her home. She told me to leave, and the next day I couldn't get in. She had one of her other gentleman friends come change her deadbolt lock. I had to call a locksmith to change it back while she was at church. She's hell on wheels, and I'm scared for her. I don't want one of these men to get carried away with her in the bedroom or try to rob her or something. And oh yes, there is sex involved. I live above her, so I can hear everything that goes on. How do I keep my mom safe without making her feel like I'm telling her what to do all the time?
I'm just going to say this right off the top. This letter is not for me. If you give it to me, I cannot be responsible for what I'm thinking. Because right okay. now, I'm all over the place. Go ahead, okay. Jill.
All right, thank you. All right, this is really kind of a tough letter because your mom is just good and grown. You're in your mid-60s, so your mom has to be, what, 80 maybe? If you're in your mid-60s. So all you can really do at this point is protect her from afar. You just can't pop up in her house unannounced. That's why she's mad. You're not respecting her space or her privacy. And the fact that she's in the apartment downstairs should make you rest a little easy because she wants to live her life and do what she wants to do. Other people want their, older people, I should say, want their independence. They want their independence. They want to move how they want to move. They want to do what they want to do. That means they want their independence when it comes to dating, when it comes to intimacy, whether it's cuddling with just your PJs and no robe on. So what's wrong with that? And they even want to have sex, okay? Obviously, you said you can hear it. At least your mom is close by. I do think you need to get some cameras set up at the door, you know, since you're so worried. Then if something crazy does happen, you can look at the video, you know, and at least see her gentleman friends coming and going. That should put your mind at ease somewhat. And tell your mom it's for her safety. Your mom is trying to live her best life right now. Steve, all you want her to do is be safe. Steve?
Well, I've tried to fix what I'm thinking, and I just can't pull it together.
Couldn't do it.
So, well, y'all pray my strength. Here I go.
I knew it.
Girl, your mama wild. Girl, your mama tripping. I'm just gonna tell you, I ain't gonna have no advice for you. I'm just gonna tell you how your mama is. You got a mama. You and your husband, you in your mid-60s. I'm thinking, let's say 65. If your mama had you at 20, she 85. If she had you at 15, she 80. Woo, that's strong. Your dad died 4 years ago. He was probably glad to get out of there. Yeah, I'm just going to go on and keep it real with you, because as you described your mama, your daddy was probably glad to just get on out of here. Man, let me go on out of here. I've had enough of this right here. She calls the men her gentleman friends. See, that's old right there. Who is that? That's my gentleman friend. That's old. Two of the guys are younger than her. Most people she meet gonna be younger than her. There ain't a whole lot of people still living that's older than her. So stop telling us stuff that we already know. Some of the men is younger than her. Hell, most everybody she meet gonna be younger than her. What percentage of people you think your mama can meet at 85 that's older than her? That's like 1% of the population, ain't it? So yeah, even down at the retirement home or the nursing home, she gonna be the old one down there. Okay, here we go. My mom overdresses everywhere we go because she's seeking attention. I think that's fly that you stay fly till you die. I think you should overdress. That's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be an old man wearing cold pimp suits, colors, ties, hats, rims. I'm rocking out of here just like your mama. She sparks conversations with men and is flirty and embarrassing because most times she can't tell that the man don't want to engage conversation. I've had that experience before because, you know, I'm a year away from being 70. So it's like old women think because I'm that age, that's what I want. That's not. I've had 80-year-old women come to me, hey, baby, what going on? Hey, mama, why you call me that? We around the same age.
Oh, wow. Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my mom is for the streets. We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, my mom is for the streets.
/ girl, your mama, wow. This wild one right here. This woman is in her mid-60s. Her mama's and her daddy died 4 years ago. So now she out there dating men that she calls her gentleman friends. That's an old statement right there, but she's got to be 80 to 85, somewhere in there. Could be a little bit older than that. Then you said that your mom overdresses everywhere to get attention. I think that's cool to be dressed up when you're old. I think that's pretty slick. She has conversations with men and is flirty, and she can't tell when men are put off by it or don't want to be bothered. I've been in that position because, you know, I'm like really, really famous with old people, you know, because God gave me all my fame and glory in my later years because he knew I would have wrecked it. If I had this much fame and wealth at 30, I'd be in jail with Puffy.
God, Steve.
So he waited till I was old enough. I know, Carl,
anything.
It's okay. This girl,
just say Carl, anything.
You know, I'm just telling you, if I was 30 and had this money and stuff, I'd be sitting somewhere looking crazy. But I didn't. So he gave it to me when I was older. My fan base is young and old. Most women that love me is too old to be loving anybody. I'm just going to be real with you. They come up to me all the time, hey, baby. And I'll be going, well, your voice is leaving too. So I'm used to that. She don't know it because she ain't been out there in a while. She raised me to go after men instead of letting a man pursue me. Now that she's older, I feel like I'm the parent and I try to discipline her. Didn't you just say your mama raised you to go after men?
Yeah.
She raised you to go after men. I don't know no mama that done that to her daughter, so this is new. I feel like I'm the parent, so I try to discipline her. When I tell her to stop coming on to men in public, she go off on me right then and there, and it makes people think that I'm being mean to my elderly mom. Because what? See, you telling her to stop talking to me, and guess what she's saying back to her?
What?
Stop telling me what to do all the time. Mm-hmm. You won't let me enjoy myself, and that's what the people hear. Leave me alone. Why can't I enjoy my life? See, you all let your mama have some fun, like, that's what it sounds like. So, I recently got locked out of her apartment because I walked in on her entertaining her newer gentleman friend. One of her newer gentleman friends. It was totally innocent. They was watching TV, but I felt like she shouldn't be in her pajamas without a robe while a man is in her home. Girl, what is you wearing about that folk? Have you seen 80-year-old women pajamas? Do you know how thick they are? Have you ever seen a sexy pair of 80-year-old women pajamas? Do you know how thick they are? She probably need a robe on. The robe is woven into the pajamas. That's how thick them pajamas is. So I don't even know what you was worried about right there. And they was watching TV. She shouldn't have on a pajamas without a robe while a man is in her home. She told me to leave the next day. You couldn't get in. She had one of her gentleman friends come change the deadbolt lock. I done had to call the locksmith to change them back. And I'm scared for her. I don't want one of these men to get carried away with her in the bedroom or try to rob. Now, let's stop right here. You don't want one of these old men to get carried away with her in the bedroom. Listen to me. Take that off your plate of things to be concerned about. I'm telling you right now, at 80, it can only get so wild. Wilding at 80 is different from wilding at 60, which is different from wilding at 40, which is different from wilding at 20.
What's the difference?
How it's going to get out of hand in their 80? Tell me that. He got to sit on the edge of the bed. He can't get his socks off. He bent over and tried to take his socks off. Now he wheezing. He done forgot to take the Viagra. Now he got to sit there and wait on the Viagra to kick in. He done fell asleep. Because it took too long. You got to take it an hour before. He done set the timer. He don't know how to set the timer because his daughter just bought him an iPhone. Now, he done fell asleep on your bed. Your mama laying over there waiting sexy. When he wake up, he can't unbutton all them buttons on them old pajamas that your grandmama got. So now he's sitting up in here trying to rub her to get her all bothered and hot and heavy, but nothing is going through, cutting through the fabric on them pajamas. I'm telling you how hard it is to wild at 80. It is so hard to wild at 80. Now she need help getting out of her pajamas. He done got up and bent over and trying to scoot her out to pajamas. Now his back done went out. Now he got to lay back down. Now he back in bed again, knocked out. Wow. That's how hard it is to wild at 80.
Okay. I got it, Steve. I definitely got it. My mom is
I enjoyed
street.
This letter. I had no help for you and your mama. And the reason I can't help, because I ain't ever been 80 before, so I don't even know what the hell going on.
Post your comments on today's strawberry letter.
I want to holler at your mama.
At Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today. And coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it is going to be Unk and Neff wilding out right after
Whose
this.
Teeth is on that pillow.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.